The stone was located in a beautiful valley in Hardisty, Alberta. So it was on the highest point of land, and it was moved from there by George McDougall, who's a missionary that ran the residential school on the Stoney Indian Reserve. And so he stole it, and then it ended up in Toronto for about 100 years. And so when I heard about it, my son asked me, I told the story to my son. We're driving back to Calgary. And I told him about the story and he says, "Dad, you should try and get that stone back." And I said, "All right, I'm going to try." And so like 20 years later, so we've been through a lot. That very week, I met former chief of the Piikani Nation on another matter. And I asked him about the stone. I said, "Did you ever hear a story about," I said, "I just heard about the stone." I said, "You ever hear about the stone?" I said, "Where all the tribes pre-contact used to get together there. And it was a sacred place, right?" And see, he had heard about it. And I said, "We should try and work together to get it back," right? So that's how it all started.